You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Shefty.
Moments ago, we have breaking news. Saquon Barkley staying in the NFC East with the Philadelphia Eagles. Former Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins. He has agreed now to a deal with the Falcons, the Green Bay Packers, Josh Jacobs. And it's not all. Latest move that just came in, Xavier McKinney to the Green Bay Packers. And here's another one. Tony Pollard going from Dallas to Tennessee. Running backs flying off the shelf. Robert Hunt, huge deal in Carolina. With little things, there's big things. Today, they've been flying off the board with a lot of activity.
Welcome to NFL Live presented by Toro. I love that rip. That was best of Shefty there. That was like an Adam Schefter highlight.
Wasn't long enough.
It was beautiful.
Too much of the little ass boy.
Stay tuned.
You can say that on TV.
If you're Schefter, you're a kid.
Gardner Minshew keeps saying it. Why
can't you say it?
I'd be sent home. Gardner Minshew and Max Crosby and our version of that on this set. Day two of the legal negotiating period of NFL free agency is underway. We have some more big news, including a new home for King Henry. Adam, what more can you tell us?
The Baltimore Ravens, who made a big-time attempt to land Derrick Henry at the trade deadline last year, get a deal done with him this offseason instead when he becomes a free agent. A two-year, $16 million deal with the King going to Baltimore. Now he will give Lamar Jackson a huge running back in the backfield. You match him up with Keaton Mitchell, as Lewis Riddick was talking about before, and have the King back there with the Queen now in Pittsburgh. Patrick Queen leaves Baltimore to go to Pittsburgh, stays in the AFC North. He told Marcus Spears he plans to sign a three-year, $41 million contract. Marcus Spears is now investigating certain controversies around the country. We'll see what he comes up with next now that he's come up with the Patrick Queen signing in Pittsburgh. And Joe Mixon is being traded to the Houston Texans for what is thought to be a seventh-round draft pick. The Bengals told Mixon last night they were releasing him, and before they had to release him, the Texans reached out, being that they had a hole in their backfield, needed a running back, and agreed to trade a draft pick to Cincinnati in place to fill that hole on their roster. Shaq Barrett goes and fills holes in Miami's defense. He agrees to a one-year deal with the Dolphins worth up to $9 million. Stays in the state of Florida, moves down south. Keep in mind that Bradley Chubb suffered a devastating knee injury last year. He may not be back till later this season if he even plays at all. So Shaq Barrett provides some valuable insurance for the Miami Dolphins. And after losing Kirk Cousins, the Minnesota Vikings reach agreement with Sam Darnold on a one-year deal worth up to $10 million. Aaron Jones, the former Green Bay Packers running back, he goes to Minnesota on a one-year, $7 million deal. So this Vikings roster this year will look a lot different than the Vikings roster last year with Kirk Cousins and Alexander Mattison in the backfield. Now it could be Sam Darnold and Aaron Jones in the backfield. And just a short time ago, the Colts nickelback Kenny Moore reached agreement on a three-year, $30 million contract that makes him the highest-paid nickelback in the NFL. Gets the deal done. The Colts have re-signed five of their own players during free agency, doling out major money. Kenny Moore becoming the latest one. Michael Pittman stays there. A slew of players staying in Indianapolis. And here we have some of the notable free agents still available. Danielle Hunter, the top defensive free agent out there on the market. Chase Young, Kendall Fuller, Tyron Smith, Calvin Ridley, who's being wooed by New England, though he prefers to stay in Jacksonville. Marquise Brown also still out there. Some big-name free agents. Free agency officially opens at 4 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday. And the truth of the matter is, by then, all the major shopping items, for the most part, will be all bought up.
Yeah, just going to be a formality. That, ladies and gentlemen, was a masterclass in news delivery right there.
Well done. That was 4:14.
That was the longest yet, yeah, right? Yeah. Well done, Shefty.
We just keep.
Yeah.
Nope.
Right there, I did.
Good Good job. Obviously, we have Shefty with us. Louis Riddick, Dan Orlovsky, you know, is joining us this hour. Hawk, Andrew Hawkins is with us. So there you go, Hawk. That was impressive, huh? That was good, right? Hey,
extremely impressive.
Kind of filter or something, right?
All right, Hawk, back with you in just a sec. So let's get to our top story, and that's Derrick Henry on the move to Baltimore. We've seen eight running backs who gained 1,000 scrimmage yards last season change teams. He joins Tony Pollard, DeAndre Swift, Saquon Barkley, and Josh Jacobs, both making significant money. Devin Singletary, Austin Eckler, and Joe Mixon in a trade that is the most in a single offseason in NFL history. The previous record was 6. So the Ravens have coveted Henry. Now they have him. Hawk, let's bring you in here and get a word in. What do you think of this move for the Ravens?
I think it's amazing. I think if going into free agency, I wouldn't be surprised if the Baltimore Ravens had Derrick Henry as target number one, because what he does for their offense, they get another back that is great in between the tackles. They have some stuff they need to figure out on the offensive line, but it shores up that running back position for an offense that has showed tremendous strides a year ago. Yes, Derrick Henry is not what he was in 2019 or 2020, but he is still an incredible back. He's a modern marvel at the running back position, and he can break a long run. And you pair him with Mitchell, you pair him with what Lamar Jackson brings to the run game outside the tackles, and they truly have a complete package in their rushing attack.
Yeah, I think it's this. They are building their football team per their expectations. You know, Derrick Henry as a back in September and October in his career averages like 4.2 yards per carry. November or later, a full yard more, 5.1 yards per carry. So for Baltimore, who's a football team that believes that they're going to be playing just like this past season, 17, 18, 19 plus games, having that type of back late in the season that gets better as the game and then better as the season goes on is paramount. The reason they lost this year, credit Kansas City. They found a way to win the game was many of their own wounds, inflicted, self-inflicted stuff. I think this kind of alters that identity back to the morphing of, man, this offense under Todd Monken, when we spread it out and we threw a little bit more with Lamar, but also bringing that physicality element back for those December, January football games is perfect.
You know, for the crowd that says, you know what, Derek is on the decline, he's not the same back he used to be, I'll throw two things at you. One, last year in the NFL, he was number one in the NFL at yards after initial contact per rush. Number one in the NFL last year behind an offensive line that was 22nd in run block win rate. Guess what Baltimore was in run block win rate? They were fourth. Okay, so not only can he still tote the thing and make you make business decisions, he's going to be running behind an offensive line that's much better. So think about this, too. That's why Saquon is looking at,
I
just went from a Giants team that was like 28th and run block win rate to number one.
Yeah.
These guys make great business decisions, and it's going to be hell for some defense teams. I can just tell you that now.
And can you imagine being in the red zone? How do you defend the Ravens offense when you're down there with Lamar Jackson, the threat of him running the football, Derrick Henry running the football, the fact that they could throw to Mark Andrews? Like, that is a potent, powerful offense.
Yes.
And in all honesty, like, Derrick Henry just looks like he should play for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
And the Ravens thought
sure
that
does.
Last year. Like, he looks like he's going to fit in perfectly there. And it's just a great marriage to have happen with the king going to Baltimore.
Yeah, that first big stiff arm that he throws up, they're going to be like, that's our kind of football. We love it here. All right, so Swagoo apparently assisting you in some news today, so we have to get to that. Former Ravens linebacker Patrick Queen plans to sign a 3-year $41 million deal with their biggest rival, the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, could you add any more juice to this rivalry, Lewis?
Well, this one's going to spice it up for sure. Look, I think Mike Tomlin knew that the group of linebackers that he had last year, he was just trying to keep it together. He was trying to just piece it together, and it really wasn't up to the standard that he's used to. Okay, and then when we talked to him, and Dan and I talked to him before we did the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game last year in Week 18, he knew that Baltimore, he said this, Baltimore likes to bully people. We like playing the bully. Well, they went and got one of the guys who, when they paired him with Roquan Smith last year, you'd be hard-pressed to find another linebacker duo other than maybe Dre Greenlaw, Fred Warner, who were up to their standard. This guy is going to bring it to Pittsburgh. That first game, wherever it is in Pittsburgh or Baltimore, between these two teams, with him on the other side, that's going to be must-see TV. You're going to want to put in a mouthpiece just watching this game, okay? Because you're going to feel it. the kind of intensity that this game's going to bring.
Just talked about how, okay, Baltimore is building their team per their expectations. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things you do in free agency is also, where are we weak? How do we find ways to improve our weaknesses? Pittsburgh went into this free agency period yesterday, two glaring weaknesses, quarterback and inside linebacker. So for a total of what could be $42 million, they have gotten a quarterback and one of the best inside linebackers in football. If you're Mike Tomlin and you're sitting there going, okay, if both of these guys hit with the way that we want them to, contending in the division and having the conversation, will this be his first losing season? That won't be it. It'll be like, hey, we can maybe win this thing, even with Baltimore in it, and even with Cincinnati. Absolutely, because the complete element of the football team in Pittsburgh is back. Those were their two big glaring weaknesses. If their stars play like their stars and their young players take another step in development, this team is going to be right there because of Russell Wilson and Patrick Queen's additions.
Their expectations. I love the way you said that, building a team per your expectations. Yeah. Their expectations is they don't have a losing season.
Correct.
Hawk, with the addition of Wilson and Queen, what do you think about their plan in free agency so far?
It's exactly what Dan and Lewis just talked about. This is how you GM a football team in free agency, because what you've done when you brought Queen in is not only did you make the toast of your division a worse football team, you shored up the thing that you're known for in your defense, and it becomes an insurance policy for what you did at the quarterback position. Say what you want about Russell Wilson. We can go back and forth all day, but what we know is he played better than Kenny Pickett did a year ago. And if they can come in and play great defense and run that style of Pittsburgh Steelers football that everybody is used to, the reality is we don't need Russell Wilson to be the best Russell Wilson has ever been. We need him to be efficient. Yep. We need him to be serviceable, and we need him to do and have and bring to the table what he does have left in the tank, and they are already a better football team by bringing Queen in on the other side to ensure their defense also takes a step forward.
Russell Wilson tweeted welcoming Patrick Queen to the Queen to Pittsburgh already, welcoming there. And this is a defense. I know you said that Mike Tomlin had questions about the depth, and they obviously had issues there, and they've been looking to upgrade this position for quite some time.
Yeah.
But this defense also has, in addition to those holes, some real defensive stars. Like, what defense has more standouts than the Pittsburgh Steelers right now? You got T.J. Watt, you got Cameron Haber, you got Minkah Fitzpatrick, you got Patrick Queen.
Joey Porter Jr. is going to be really good, too.
They have some great defensive players.
Which is their identity.
This was an area that they needed to shore up, and they believe that this will do that while weakening their division opponent. And so Pittsburgh adds a big-time linebacker here to go along with the cast of star defensive players that the Steelers already have.
It's just interesting. It's so fun to listen to Mike talk about how he feels football needs to be played. He was so intense in those production meetings just about the physicality of the game and what Baltimore represented to them. And quite honestly, they've gotten the best of Baltimore. Pittsburgh has on the field. Mm-hmm. And now they bring this dude over. Mm-hmm. This guy him and Roquan, look, we saw it. These guys are nasty. This is going to be cool. This is a great sign.
By the way, who else has a good defense in that division? How about the Cleveland Browns?
Everyone.
It's going to be fun.
Cincinnati should be improved.
Really
as well.
Fun. Cincinnati, we'll see what happened. A lot happened in Cincinnati. The Texans, they were the Cinderella team of last season. We're going to talk about them coming up. Trading for running back Joe Mixon today. Hawk is going to explain how that addition to H-Town is going to help C.J. Stroud in year two, your rookie of the year on the offensive side. And the Falcons made a huge splash yesterday, agreeing to a deal with Kirk Cousins. They continue to add to their roster today. Are they the team to beat now in the NFC South?
NFL Live is presented by Taro. Count on it. And in part by KFC's new Cheesa. Only at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
The inaugural United Football League season kicks off March 30th, featuring 21 matchups, ESPN, ESPN2, ABC. Every single one is on ESPN+. Our games begin Sunday, March 31st, with a doubleheader on ESPN. The D.C. Defenders taking on the San Antonio Brahmas at noon Eastern, and then the Houston Roughnecks hosting the Memphis Showboats. Spring football is back as we welcome you back to NFL Live. We're going to talk about fall and winter football, though, in Houston. Another big running back move. Joe Mixon traded from the Bengals to the Texans. He'd been one of the most productive running backs in the NFL throughout his career. Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, Ezekiel Elliott, the only backs with more scrimmage yards than Mixon since his rookie season in 2017. Also, you probably saw that the Texans lost Devin Singletary going to the Giants. Hawk, what do you think about the fit of Mixon with last year's Cinderella team, the Texans?
I love it. I love it. I think it's perfect for their development as an offense. They get this dynamo in C.J. Stroud, and we've all talked about it. We see a lot of what we see in Joe Burrow in C.J. Stroud, and I think Mixon can bring to the table what he did for a young Joe Burrow. He gets a three-down back. Who with pass-catching abilities, and we know C.J. Stroud in this offense loves to do play action and throw the ball down the field off of some of those West Coast Shanahan run concepts that they run. For C.J. Stroud in year two, the reason why this is so important, we know that the Texans' hole in their offense was their run game. And for a young rookie quarterback who comes on as hot as C.J. Stroud did, the sophomore slump is there because defenses get a whole offseason to break down all the tape. What you cannot do is have him come into the season still with question marks in his run game. This helps mitigate that risk, and it helps C.J. Stroud continue to take those strides and that next step as a quarterback.
Yeah, the number one reason why they went to the playoffs last year was because C.J. Stroud on third downs, and that's not normal for a rookie quarterback. They have to find a way in Houston to be better on first and second down running the football. And that's what I love the addition of Joe Mixon. That's why for 48 hours I've been saying sign it back. Look how bad they were on first and second down running the football. Bottom 12 in the NFL when it comes to yards, but under 4 yards of carry per rush and then running for a first down. So what that graphic shows is you taxed that young quarterback. Now, he was up to it, but that's not consistently sustainable in the NFL for long-term success. So I love the fact that you get a back in Joe Mixon, that you're going to be able to, Bobby Slowick, their play caller, turn around, hand the football off on first and second down, and maybe not have to be in third and seven plus consistently and saying, hey, CJ, can you go bail us out? Because at some point, that becomes too big of a burden for any quarterback to carry.
And we'll see them. They can take that next step after that surprising season. But where does this leave the Bengals in your estimation? So they bring in Zach Moss on a two-year deal. They also signed a Mike Gesicki at tight end.
I think the Bengals are just fine. I think it's no sweat off of their back. Look, Zach Moss is a stud, 5'9", 210, 211. Him and Chase Brown, similar body types. Can run between the tackles, break a lot of tackles, run with power, and then they can take it the distance, as you see right here on your screen. So for them, look, Joe Mixon's a nice addition for the Houston Texans. It's a win-win type of situation, I think. And it's one of those where, look, Zach knew he was never going to really just be the guy in Indy, especially with the money JT got. But he showed also during the time JT wasn't there, I can run this thing. I can run it. And Chase Brown showed it too. So if you're Joe Burrow right now, you're going, look, we're fine. We're fine on the edges. Just make sure my offensive line's straight. Mm-hmm. Just make sure I'm not having to play perfect football all the time, throwing it and making great decisions, because we've got the perimeter people. That's never been Cincy's problem.
There's two huge questions in Cincinnati for me this offseason. How do they find a way to get Joe Burrow to stay healthy? I love Joe. He's missed two seasons or the better part of them because of injury. And then do they trade T. Higgins? You know, this is a very unique offense in Cincinnati because of the triplets. It was Jamar. It was Tyler Boyd. And it was T. Higgins. They would spread you out. They played shotgun football. And they'd play catch and throw and they would always start with Jamar. Hey, Jamar, if you get one-on-one, we'll throw it to you. If not, T. Higgins, go to work. And during that Super Bowl run, Lewis, he had like 18 catches, 300 yards, two touchdowns. And I think the Cincinnati Bengals, it's going to be hard for them to already have paid Joe, paid Jamar, and T. Higgins. I think they have to think long and hard about trading T. Higgins for worthy value going into this year's draft.
Yeah, now's the time because of how deep the draft is. Look, the wide receiver depth, when we get to Detroit and we start talking about the draft, the wide receivers you see come off the board, when you see them next year, you're going to go, man, it really was.
Let me ask you a question. Can if they get a late first-round pick or early second-round pick for T. Higgins, can it be realistic for them to find a player at that position, at that pick in this draft, to replace that production at some point this year?
I think it'll come close. It will come close. Look, you can never say automatically it's a one-for-one exchange.
Sure.
Because, look, T is
really
a one.
Really good player. Hey. Yeah.
T's a one. He showed he can carry the load when Jamar was out. He can do it. So some team, if they find the right buyer, look, he can be a one right now.
It's not unlike what the Kansas City Chiefs went through when they decided to trade Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Rather than pay him, they decided to move him, and they counted on all the other players that they had there, and they were able to overcome his loss and still win Super Bowls.
Yeah.
But the Bengals have yet to take that next step. They'd like T. Higgins to help them do it. But right now, he wants to be traded unless he gets a new contract. And again, let's be very clear again, there have been no contract talks in a year. Nothing. So as long as that's happening, he wants out. So the team that's going to trade for him knows that it has to not only compensate the Bengals,
sure,
but compensate T. Higgins. So it's a double challenge that some team has to meet. And if they feel like T. Higgins is that missing piece, then somebody will try to work out a trade.
I also look at it like this, Shefty. If you're the New England Patriots and you want to take a quarterback at three and you don't get Calvin Ridley, then, hey, can we throw you a second-round pick, T. Higgins? You have the cap space. And then I feel better about getting a young quarterback.
Do you think that makes sense for them, Lewis?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Look,
that's about the spot they drafted T. Higgins.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? Like, if I'm Gerard Mayo right now, if I'm Alex Van Pelt, offensive coordinator, I'm going, gee, yeah. Let's go get him, and we'll draft a quarterback and let him learn from Jacoby until he's ready to rock and roll. And now we're rolling.
Yeah.
The offensive line is also a deep depth position in this draft.
See, then I feel better about that for New England. Indy, if I was Indy, I would call. If I was Tennessee with my two young quarterbacks.
Indy just paid Michael Pittman. They paid Jonathan Taylor.
Look,
they can't pay all these offensive weapons.
But New England, you've got to be all in here, man.
There you go. We figured it out.
I love Calvin Ridley, too. But I'm not thinking between Calvin and T. Come
like
on.
T, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But by the way, Calvin's balking. So if you can't get Calvin, take the money you would offer, go give it to T. Higgins instead, and get the deal done.
I think it makes sense for Tennessee or Cincinnati as well. Because at some point, Cincinnati's not going to be able to afford all three of them.
No.
Get value now.
Look, it is what it is, right? I mean, you're not going to be able to pay two ones. That's really what you're talking about.
Sure.
What do you think Jamar's contract's going to command next? You know, this offseason. It's going to be huge.
Well, I can tell you this. If and when Justin Jefferson re-signs with Minnesota, and I'll be curious to know what happens if Kirk Cousins' departure impacts that at all, but if and when he does sign, I can assure you that his good college friend, his college is going to want to take aim at the mark that he sets, and that becomes the benchmark for Jamar Chase.
No doubt.
And it's going to be a huge deal for both of them.
Yeah, he will set the market. And the fact that you're even saying it's a question as to whether or not he's going to be signed, I think that's intriguing as well.
We'll see what he says.
Yeah. All right, coming up next on NFL Live, speaking of those Vikings, they made some big moves.
Yes, they did.
Certainly not that one. After losing Kirk Cousins to the Falcons, Hawk is back to tell us, is it enough to stay competitive in the NFC North? You're watching NFL Live, presented by Toro.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Back on NFL Live, getting things going with Adam Schefter. More moves at the running back position, starting with Derrick Henry to the Ravens. What more can you tell us about that one?
Well, the running backs have been on the move this week, and the move of the day today was Derrick Henry going to the Baltimore Ravens on a two-year deal worth $16 million, up to $20 million. And let's keep in mind that at the trade deadline last year, Baltimore made a push to try to trade for the Tennessee Titans running back, and Tennessee backed away from those talks. Now, with him being a free agent, they did not have to compensate the Titans at all. Instead, they sign him. Joe Mixon being traded to the Houston Texans for what is expected to be a seventh-round draft pick. Now, again, the Bengals told Mixon on Monday night that they were releasing him. And when the Texans heard that, they swooped in, figured they had an opening at the running back position and said, hey, we'll give you a seventh-round draft pick for Joe Mixon instead. Don't release him. Trade him to us. And they did. Aaron Jones going from Green Bay to Minnesota the day after the Packers told him that they were releasing him. He's reached agreement with the Minnesota Vikings on a one-year deal worth $7 million. And so now potentially Sam Darnold could be playing quarterback for Minnesota, handing it off to Aaron Jones in the backfield as he goes up against his former team. Aaron Jones now becoming the latest Packer to go from Green Bay to Minnesota. So lots of moves, lots of running back moves. I think that's been one of the surprises of free agency so far, how in demand the running backs have been, how high the deals have been, the numbers they've fetched and retrieved. Running backs have been disrespected and discarded in other free agent years, but not this year. This year, they're in demand. And oh, by the way, we should point out, for all the running back moves that have been made, Dallas Cowboys lost Tony Pollard, and the only move they've made so far during free agency is re-signing a long snapper.
Why haven't they signed a running back? No, seriously. I mean, that does sound like a joke. They've only signed a long snapper. I'm sure he's a
I think that they will find a way to add somebody at some point in time, whether it's through free agency or the draft or a trade. I think they believe in the players that they have, the system that they have in place. And listen, they think they'll find a running back. I don't think they're overly concerned.
By the way, Mel Kiper has no running backs going in the first round of his first mock. Very thin at running back early in this draft. Mm. All right, let's go back to the Vikings. They've had a lot of movement so far this season. They brought in a Jones, as we just discussed. Sam Darnold at QB on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, they added Jonathan Greenard, Blake Cashman, Andrew Van Ginkle. Of course, their losses are headlined by Kirk Cousins, who agreed to that new deal with Atlanta. Let's get back to Hawk. What do you think about the Vikings' plan so far for life after Kirk?
I think they're doing what they can do, right? I think they're going to need to be aggressive in the draft because they need a quarterback. I don't think Sam Darnold is going to fill that need long-term, as illustrated by the one-year deal for the number that it is. But they do have an opportunity here to see what Sam Darnold brings to the table. This is a 26-year-old quarterback who is in his seventh year. We know he has certain skills, and we've seen him flash them in moments. He's also spent a year under Shanahan's system, which is the similar, if not the same, system that Kevin O'Connell runs. He also has familiarity with Josh McCown. And when you look at the weapons that the Vikings have, and specifically with this signing of Aaron Jones, you have Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson, and now Aaron Jones. This could be the potential of a year that we saw from Baker Mayfield a year ago, where he burst onto the scene with all the weapons around him. It's a perfect bridge to whoever your new guy is going to be, because something tells me O'Connell isn't too keen on throwing a rookie in there under the situation, specifically trying to make sure that Justin Jefferson wants to stay in-house in Minnesota.
Yeah, for me, Minnesota is two things. Are they willing to at least think about trading Justin Jefferson, because he's going to demand so much money now that they no longer have Kirk Cousins? And how aggressive are you willing to be to go up in the draft? They sit at 11. They're not going to sit there. They're not going to stay there. This is an organization that for almost 2 years now has wanted to go up and get their quarterback. I think it's a good opportunity for Sam. You don't have to rush that rookie quarterback in, but that's what I think about. Are you even willing to entertain moving on, and how aggressive are you going to be? be to get up into that top five, top six in the draft to go get your future quarterback.
Yeah, this is interesting as far as the quarterback discussion with Minnesota. Since Josh moves from Carolina to Minnesota with Kevin, he has just been through this whole quarterback carousel down in Carolina and saw how that was mismanaged from the get-go. So he probably has some great input as far as, look, what their process was there, maybe to, you know, to kind of add to the process here. I think for Sam Darnold, look, someone told me this a year ago that they thought that Sam was the perfect fit for a Shanahan style of offense, that he was perfect for it. Obviously now it's very similar where he's going to Minnesota. The weapons are really good. He's got a great teacher in Kevin. He's got a great teacher in Josh. So it sets up well for him. It sets up well for a quarterback to come in there. When you're talking about, is the table set, so to speak, for a young guy to come in and be supported?
Yep.
And look, I think here, once again, you have to look at guys like Bo Nix. You have to look at, think about guys like Michael Penix. If they sat there, again, J.J. McCarthy going to be a hot topic.
Yeah.
Hot, hot topic for the next couple of weeks. And I know so is my Instagram and so is my Twitter is going to be hot. Because like every time I talk about him, it gets super hot, man.
Really?
Because you know, some people go, J.J. McCarthy, he ain't deserving of going up there. He can't go up there. I'm like, look, man.
He's going to go up there.
I'm just telling you. You know, it's like, it's kind of like, you know, like Ric Flair says, you know what, you may not like it, but you're going to have to learn to love it because that's where he's going.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's real.
And you'll have no choice.
And he's the guy
but to deal
them.
With
like,
it.
He's
yeah.
the guy that I think is perfect for them. Like, you yeah. know, we say Sam Darnold's perfect scheme-wise. I think he's a guy that you can go in and play right away.
Hey, a guy who's been under center a little bit, been coached by Jim Harbaugh.
Any chance he goes in the top three? You think the top three is going to go as expected?
I think it goes as expected. I wouldn't put it. Look, all it takes is one, right? For one team to really love a dude,
yeah.
but he ain't getting out of the top 5-6.
Not getting out of the top 5-6.
I just don't think Minnesota can go to Justin Jefferson and say, hey, we want to re-sign you. Our starting quarterback's a one-year deal guy right now, and I love Sam Darnold. I just don't think Justin's going to go, yep, I'll sign long-term without knowing who the future is.
I think if the money's right, he's going to sign. You're going to tell
me? His money's going to be right anywhere, though, Shefty. Anywhere.
Okay. Well, it wasn't before the season when he turned down in excess of $30 million a year. Okay?
Ooh-wee.
So he could have a choice about what to do, Dan. And if he doesn't want to sign a deal, then maybe he doesn't. And it becomes an organizational decision. And if you're the Minnesota Vikings, are you going to pay what it's going to take to make Justin Jefferson the highest paid wide receiver in football?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that right now? Or do you want to say, you know what? As much as we love the player, as great as he is, maybe we're better off starting from scratch here in terms of a quarterback. They're going to have to talk about these things.
Yeah, there's a lot
where
on
they're
the
going to come out. Right. I wouldn't want to part ways with Justin Jefferson.
Right.
But you can't just say, okay, we're re-signing him to a deal. We'll call it $35 million a year. And paying him that money when the organization is where it's at.
Right.
Does he want to do that? Do they want to do that? Both sides are going to have to figure this out. It's not a layup that it's getting done.
Yeah.
Boy, if you open that Pandora's box, you know, we could spend the next, I don't know, 12
Turn
hours talking about
30
the possibility.
When he said that, we're in quarterback territory now, dude.
Woo.
See, hey, what do you think? Jamar Chase is sitting there going, go get yours, man.
Yeah, okay, let's
I'm get
it.
Mine.
He's getting it. He's getting it.
I know. I'm saying, but it's just, it's like we talk about. It's levels, man.
But it's easier for Jamar to sign his. He knows who his quarterback is for the long haul.
Yeah, but
Justin Jefferson sits there and doesn't. I do think that factors into, I understand
how
the money
much,
element.
When you're talking about that kind of money, how much does, because you got your money, how much does who's throwing you the football matter?
I think you're a Justin Jefferson, it does, because Tyreek Hill was sitting there going, I had Patrick Mahomes, and well, now he's got Tua and the money. So it's, I think if you're a dynamic player,
wait a second.
If you're a dynamic player, you're going to get your money no matter where you are.
But you just kind of like made your point though, meaning this, right? So if you're Justin, look, he's going to get his money. I think. Look, if you sit here and you say, look, we're going to get you a quarterback. We're going to draft a young quarterback.
Sure,
we'll pay you in excess of 30.
Totally agree
obviously
on that.
Here.
Yep.
He's going to stay.
Sure, absolutely.
He'll stay. But I'm like, I don't want to speak for Justin Jefferson because look, we're talking about nosebleed levels here now as far as money is concerned.
Do you think it's harder
anyone's
though,
motivation
if
is.
You don't go get one this year?
I think he would like to be thrown to some, by, you know,
yes.
to, by someone
That's
who's
my
competent.
Point. That's my
of
point.
Course. I mean, he wants competency. He doesn't want to be out there going like what the hell is happening
sure.
here? You know, of course. But look, the headline here was he turned down.
We
30 mil.
Yeah, and you said you threw out 35.
You know what? If you notice, like his neck got like I saw the vein in that. He like, he's like doing. He turned down 30 million a year. He meant that.
So he turned down a lot of money for the Minnesota Vikings. a lot.
Yes.
Okay. He bet on himself, and guess what? He's going to be proven to be right.
No doubt.
Let's put it to you this way. We don't know what's going to happen. We know somebody's going to pay him. We know that he is definitely going to make a lot of money.
Draft's
going to
be fun.
Deservedly so. Mm. Yeah, all of this, of course, everything we're talking about plays into the draft, right? Coming up, the Patriots, they agreed to a deal with Jacoby Brissett yesterday. Are they still in play with a quarterback with that number 3 pick? You're watching NFL Live, presented by Toro.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We'll continue to keep you covered with NFL free agent negotiation period window open and when free agency officially begins tomorrow and all these contracts get inked. We will get you set with another SportsCenter special, 2:30 Eastern, and then we'll start tracking all the moves as they happen right here on NFL Live. You can catch it all on ESPN2 and the app. Jeremy Fowler with a little Patriots news here, posting that pass rusher Josh Uche will be returning to New England. Back here on NFL Live, where Calvin Ridley has yet to sign with the team. Shefty, what more can you tell us?
Well, this is interesting, Hannah, because the New England Patriots would like to sign Calvin Ridley, but so far he's balked at overtures. He would like to go back to Jacksonville. Now, if he re-signs with Jacksonville, before the new league year begins at 4 o'clock tomorrow, the Jaguars would have to give the Falcons a second-round draft pick as part of the trade. But because that's not the case, they're waiting. If he signs after 4 o'clock tomorrow with Jacksonville, it would be a third-round pick. And so there's reason for Ridley to wait if he goes back to Jacksonville. The fact that we're 2 days in to free agency and he hasn't signed, I think, is probably another sign that it could be Jacksonville. And we'll wait to see ultimately what his decision is. But while he waits, other teams are certainly free to step up, make him an offer. We'll see what happens. New England would like him, but so far, he's not going.
No dice. All right. But Hawk, ideally, where would you like to see him end up?
I think it makes the most sense for him to stay in Jacksonville. We just talked about it with Justin Jefferson and whether they have a quarterback or not. And where Justin Jefferson is in his career, the most important thing is money. Calvin really is 29 years old. If you want another contract, you should go where they have an established quarterback. And right now, that is the Jacksonville Jaguars. And with Trevor Lawrence, someone they know is the face of the franchise and will be for the next couple of years beyond, right? When you look at New England, think back to the last receiver you saw go there and then hit free agency and then get paid again. Now, I'm not saying he's going to get a big payday on the other side of 30, but his best chance of that is putting up the best numbers he can in a system he's used to with a quarterback that he has now had chemistry with and knows that can deliver.
And as Adam likes to say, no state income tax there. Okay, moving on. You referenced quarterbacks. Let's talk about Jacoby Brissett signing that one-year deal. He's back at the Patriots where he was in 2016. Obviously, they still have a major decision to make. Do they take a quarterback with that number 3 pick in the draft? Regardless, Brissett certainly has been much better in his career than those Pats quarterbacks were last season. The bar was pretty low. New England's quarterbacks, 32 total QBR. Wow, that ranked 31st in the NFL. Brissett's career QBR is 21 points higher than that. We love Jacoby Brissett. Everyone does. He seems to make every situation better, no matter what it is. Certainly a bridge quarterback he's seen as. What do they do with that number three pick?
I think they trade down or take the best player, non-quarterback. The more I think about New England, the more I think they don't take quarterback. And there's two reasons why. One, I don't think this roster is set to take a quarterback. I think it's there's too many holes in that roster. And the second thing, and Lewis can kind of speak to this a little bit more, they don't have a general manager right now. I believe their acting or role general manager, or the person in that spot, is Elliot Wolf, who grew up in the Green Bay Packers organization. Obviously, the history with Aaron Rodgers, taking him late in the first round when they had a really good football team. He was part of the Cleveland Browns in 2018 when they took Baker Mayfield number one. And, you know, were they fully ready to go support Baker Mayfield, even though he had some highs during his rookie season? And then I think he was in New England for the taking of Mac Jones, and he's watched that unravel. And I just think maybe he sits back and goes, we're not ready right now to take the quarterback that is going to be hopefully our future. Trade back or take a great player and, you know, build assets and try to rebuild this roster, because I'll go back to it. This is a organization that is not drafted well. They do not have a plethora of talent on their football team. So I could see that being the case more than just taking quarterback at three.
Yeah, there'll be some fireworks when they're on the clock, or maybe even before, who knows, when, you know, whether or not Elliot Wolf, who you speak about, you know, what kind of conversations he's having with other teams and what kind of conversations he's having with Gerard Mayo, he's having with Mr. Kraft, he's having with Alex Van Pelt, the new offensive coordinator, who also knows Jacoby Brissett and what he brings to the table, being, you know, from his time in Cleveland.
What would you do?
I would probably trade down. I probably would. Because unless I thought that presumably Drake May was going to be a guy who could be another Justin Herbert, it could be another big, strong arm quarterback who I thought was the future. And I had trust in myself that, you know what, I know we're devoid of talent. But you know what, I'll make the right picks, I'll make the right moves. We have a ton of cap space. I'll be able to build a roster quickly around him, because we don't know if another guy like this is going to come along next year or the year after. And that's the balance you have to weigh. See, it's easy to say, hey, you know what, we're not ready. But who's to say you're going to be in position next year to get one? And who's to say that there's going to be someone who's as good?
Sure.
So sometimes you have to go, hey, you know what? I'm just going to have to earn my money. I have to pick this kid, and then I'm going to have to, like, work my tail off to build this roster around him. Because if you don't pick him, it's cool to have 52 guys who you love and no trigger man. What's that going to get you?
That's fair.
You know what I mean? So, but I see your point, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of that's the dance you're doing right now.
And
it really is.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned them not drafting well. Well, who's not involved in the draft?
Yeah, right.
Anymore,
I mean, it's, right? it's a new day.
Is no longer there. It's a new day in New England. It'll be very interesting to see how
and
they
I think
handle
when
it.
We have a new day and new people, and new coaches, and new front office. You probably start with a new quarterback.
Yeah, makes sense, doesn't it? Especially with Mayo starting his era.
Unless you get an offer that you can't turn down.
That's right.
And that's the great part of being in that position. Because if one of these teams, and there are enough of them, we've gone over them already, that want to come up and make it enticing for New England, I'm sure some team could craft, literally, an offer that would make the New England Patriots want to make a move.
That was
there
good,
you
Adam.
Go. That a lot good. Of drama right, right there here. At the top. Yeah, Shefty putting it
like
out
a writer.
There.
Craft.
Jerry Jones, I love that, said the Cowboys would be all in this offseason. They haven't made a big move in free agency. Why not?
NFL Live is presented by Toro. Count on it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this.
Adidas.
Aiming point is probably like your head because I want to be disrespectful.
Henry bounces it outside. 15, stiff arm.
I'm trying to throw you. I'm trying to make you fall.
40, stiff arm.
I want to like try to knock you to the ground.
99 yards.
My stiff arms work, so, you know, let's talk about that.
Boy, it's been awesome. So many running backs on the move in free agency. Josh Jacobs getting paid, goes to the Packers. Saquon Barkley to the Eagles in the division. DeAndre Swift headed to the Bears. Tony Pollard to the Titans. Devin Singletary from Houston to New York. And the King to the Ravens. Austin Eckler to the Commanders. Can't forget to mention that. And on top of it all, the Bengals traded Joe Mixon to the Texans. As for the Cowboys, they have re-signed long snapper Trent Sigg. That has been their big move. They need a running back. Why haven't they made a move in that regard?
The Dallas Cowboys never seem to jump out in free agency. That's not been the personality of the team. And I think that they feel like somewhere along the way, they'll be able to pick out a running back via free agency, trade, draft, whatever it may be. A lot of people wanted them to make a move on Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, found other homes. I'm sure they have a plan. Plus, let's keep in mind, they've got to figure out what to do with Dak Prescott and his contract. They've got to pay Micah Parsons. They've got a lot of needs that they need to tend to, and I just don't think that running back right now is up there as one of the needs that they need to address right now.
You have to have a running back. I mean, you have a running game, don't you, Hawk? I mean, where should they turn to, in your estimation?
Honestly, like, they had kind of a hole there a year ago, and now they lose Tony Pollard. They have to replace that. I understand it's not a high on the priority list, but it is a reality. They did try to get Tony Pollard back, and they did make a move with some of the other free agent running backs, but it almost seems like the Cowboys are operating under this cachet that people are going to take less money or that they favor them over other contenders. If I'm them in this situation, now that all the playmaking running backs, in my opinion, in free agency are accounted for, you got to go to a place like a J.K. Dobbins, who's coming off of injury, but he is still has a ton of talent. He is a young back, and for them, they have to fill that hole, and it's even bigger than they anticipated coming into free agency. Yeah.
See, what's happened with Dallas is there's premium positions that they have holes in that they're trying to get discounts on. Left tackle, yes. Center, tailback, and they've taxed themselves in the draft. They really, and defensive tackle, and inside linebacker, they need four or five starters on their football team. If they believe that they can do that in the draft, God bless them. And they've built good football teams, and they might be able to plug one in there, what's left of free agency. I just think they've taxed themselves to not have any wiggle room in this year's draft.
Yeah. It's look, the priority is CD, Dak, Mike. Mm-hmm. They have to take care of them. I mean, they're cap strapped. They're not cash strapped.
Yeah, they're seventh.
Jerry
seventh
is never
worst.
Hurting for cash.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Cap space, yeah. And then the draft, they have to knock it out. Yeah. That's really where it's going to come. It's going to come deep value. And you know what? We're just talking about offense because we like talking about offense. They better address the defense.
Yeah.
They better address the defense. They better address the middle of the field. And here, look.
And
you look at some of
that.
I'll tell you what. Here in the draft, though, honestly, you think about a guy like Trey Benson from Florida State, Jalen Wright, Jonathan Brooks from Texas, Blake Corum. Look, I'll tell you what, Trey Benson, when you're talking about a hammer who also has long speed, there's a guy for you right there. So they may have their eye on one of these guys where they think, you know what, we're just going to get in position, as Jimmy Johnson used to say. The draft is about getting yourself in position to select the players you want. I'm sure they have their eye on somebody. They better, because you got to have somebody to tote the rock. Simple
only they
as that.
Could go back to Jimmy Johnson days. America wants to know, how much screen time for you? Like yesterday when it was so crazy.
Hours.
What did we find?
They're taking pictures. I don't even know how it works.
It was like 15 hours.
Something
like
that. 15 hours.
Hardest working man in show business. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Hawk. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.